And joining us on the line this afternoon, Kevin Jacoby, is the chair of the Welland Pelham Chamber of Commerce and joins us on the program. Kevin, how you doing?
I'm doing quite well, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right. I gave it a broad brush, but have I got the crux of it? You're not happy with where the region's looking to go anyway this week?
No. We want to make sure that we reduce the development charges back down to zero the way they've been. We're really concerned. The consultants that made up this report made it sound like it's a 4% increase. And with inflation, everything that's happened to families across Niagara, that sounds pretty small. But in reality, that it's not going from 589 to 613. It's going from zero to 613. So that means a 10,000 square foot addition to one of our businesses will cost us over $60,000 before shovels in the ground. 100,000 square feet, $600,000. And what their new plan is possibly a year after we're up and running in that space, we have the ability to get some, possibly half, possibly all, based on an arbitrary number of employees being used for that area. We can't get financing for that. We're restricting the ability for our companies to grow and for us to support good-paying jobs, jobs that will help people find sustainable, affordable housing in our area, that ability. And we have to make sure we say no to this.
Basically, before it was 580, when the 589 was per square foot for some of these developments, and essentially through grants, you were able to get 100% back, right? Or waived, essentially, with the building permits, right?
That's correct. If you look at the history of industrial builds, you will find that there hasn't been development charges put to, if not all, the majority of them.
Why should it be zero? I think there'll be a lot of people out there saying, look, I want to build something. I'm going to have to pay through the nose. Why do you think it should be zero?
Because most of the time, when we're talking about businesses that already own property, we're not talking about adding new utility, new capacity. We pay for all that on our property. It's already there. Development charges are meant to recover the cost of adding new streets, new utility, street lights, and those sort of things to it. So a lot to do with housing. When it comes to industry, we already have that capacity on our properties. When we add an addition to our building, we're not asking for additional capacity to be built by the city. So those development charges aren't really relevant to what we're doing on the land.
Obviously, I'm guessing most of your members are supporting what you're saying, right?
Yes, because it's not an island. Industry supports a lot of other businesses. We have the idea of supply chain, about trucking, about warehousing. We have the services that supply our cleaning goods, our other services to the buildings, as well as the restaurants that are supported by our workers that are in that area.
There will be, even if there isn't new services that need to be put on that site, there would have to be approvals through different pieces of, I'm guessing, the regional kind of inspectors and all of those sorts of things. So there is a cost to these builds on the taxpayer, right?
No, that's a permit. So we still have to pay for our permits like anyone else would for a build. We have to get our engineering reports approved, and there's cost to it.
Okay.
What we're talking about, the idea is development charges, which is the cost per square foot to compensate the region for additional infrastructure that has to be built to support the new builds being happening.
Now, you said that most of them would be businesses that are already there and not creating the need for new services. But that's not going to be always the case, is it?
No, like anything, there's always going to be different circumstances. But the model they're putting in right now is based on the idea of employment. So if you build this, how many more jobs are going to be created for the square footage that you've just added to the business? So what it does is our current businesses in the area are put at a disadvantage for someone new coming in. A new business coming in has to hire custodial, administration, a number of other jobs that we already have capacity in our businesses for. When we put on another 10,000, 50,000, 100,000 square feet, we may be putting in that capacity for warehousing to help us with the challenges of supply chain or for our ability to take on bigger contracts and store them until our client needs them shipped to them. That necessarily mean that we're going to be creating that many jobs for it. We'll be adding to it or adding to the security of the jobs we already have.
But I'm just trying to think in terms of where the council would be thinking and what they'd be looking at. Is ultimately, we want to be using our land to create more jobs. Like, that's the crux of it. We know we need more jobs. We need more of that kind of influx within our community. So that has to be weighted differently, doesn't it?
It does. We have to figure out how to come up with a formula to show what the importance of industry is to the area. But all of us right now, as we have many of our membership, both of all the chambers as well as the Niagara Industrial Association and the other building associations out there that are having a challenge finding workers. So we're trying to find capacity. We're trying to add in technology advancement to make us more competitive, keep prices down, and help us improve the quality of the jobs that we already have and add more quality jobs to our teams, to our families, and our businesses. So that's what we're looking at. How do you balance out the idea of just literally putting a count on how many heads are in your building compared to the quality and the value of the work that's being done there? We want to, industry creates high-paying jobs that allow people to afford to live, grow, and be happy in our communities.
Well, and it's why I think what you're saying is why I feel like I'm falling in the middle of where this conversation is heading, because I can't see how, you know, taking a piece of land and building a new business on a piece of land that didn't have, you know, whether it's sewers and everything else going towards it, saying, oh, you can get all your money back just because you're building something. That doesn't seem to make sense to me. But at the same time, if you are, you know, kind of there, you've been kind of stable and been a, you know, a pillar in the community, and you're keeping good jobs, and you haven't been a bad business for the workers there, there should be some sort of, that's why I'm saying I feel like there should be something in the middle. Is there some middle ground, I guess, is what I'm getting at?
Basically, most of the lands that we're talking about here are serviced lands, which means there's already utility going to them. We're not asking for additional utility to be put in. And if additional utility has to be put in, the businesses pay for that. So the idea.
But if you're built, but I'm just saying, like, if you pave over something, ultimately there's going to be more sewer issues. There's going to be a whole bunch of things that need to be taken care of. Once you take a piece of land that's vacant and put something on it, something's going to have to be done.
Well, something has already been done, because anything that's happening on that land itself, we're responsible for, and taxes are going to be paying for it. So we pay taxes as well for the upkeep and maintenance of utility, the services in that area. So that would be reflected in our taxes, not development charges.
So obviously, I'm guessing you have probably a pretty good delegation trying to come to council this week?
We do, and we've been reaching out to councillors, making sure they understand what our concerns are, what the history has been, because there's some challenges to the report that unless you actually do a deeper dive, it might not be as obvious of what is being proposed. For us to be competitive against other regions in Southern Ontario and across the border, we have to look at our development charges to make sure that we are a friendly and competitive place for businesses to call home.
That's it. That's awesome. Ultimately what we want. I'm going to guess it's part of why it was at zero for so long, was we were just begging for people to be here for so many years, right?
Oh, we took a kick in the teeth in the 90s. We lost a lot of our large manufacturers. So we lost a lot of capacity for GM. We lost John Deere and a lot of other companies like that. But the thing is, we never lost industry. We have a lot of small, medium-sized businesses that survived, that have been here for decades, that are multi-generational. Now, because of the way supply chain is, people are realizing they can't just go to one supplier to get all of their widgets. We are now finding the opportunity that our smaller businesses are getting the opportunity to bid to be a secondary, a tertiary, somewhere on the supply chain for these corporations, where they didn't have that opportunity before, because we now know the vulnerability of having only one way of getting your products to market. So now they have the opportunity to not only expand their business, they need the space to store those things and to be able to put the new machinery in and create those new jobs. Putting in a development charge just after we've gone through these 2 years of challenges is just really another kick at us for us trying to grow and come back to full capacity.
It'll be an interesting conversation to continue to follow up on and see where this lands. Obviously, a lot of businesses and folks who are looking to, especially it sounds like, expand their businesses, are paying close attention to this. Kevin, I appreciate the time today. Thanks.
Oh, thank you very much for bringing to attention, and really appreciate your help with that.
Yep, have a good one. There's Kevin Jacoby.